This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy, who represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Education and Labor Committee, which passed out one of the initial health care reform bills. And he's also a practicing physician and has been one for a number of decades back in Louisiana. And Congressman, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Greg. Good to be here.
Well, today's the day we saw the big rollout from Nancy Pelosi. She had her backdrop of the Capitol there and a public announcement that the House Democrats had come out with the bill that they want to see be the final bill. Not a lot of details, but she says that it will basically accomplish what the Democrats want to accomplish, which is affordable health care for all Americans. It will actually save money over time and cover 36 million people who aren't covered right now. On the truth meter, where does that stack up?
It stacks up very poorly. The fact is that there's going to be unfunded mandates on the states, which will drive up state taxes. There's going to be taxes upon medical devices. The CBO with the previous plan called it an 8% inflation rate. Since this bill is more generous, I expect that the 8% inflation rate will be even higher. An 8% inflation rate more than doubles cost over 10 years. I think it stacks up very poorly on the truth meter.
In terms of the costs, the House is now looking at this. The Senate actually tried this a number of days ago, and that's to separate about $250 billion, about $247 billion over 10 years, that doctors need to be reimbursed in order to cover their services for Medicare patients. How is it they try to separate that? What explanation are they giving that that's not necessarily part of health care reform?
They understand that the American people are very concerned about the cost of the program. So rather than honestly addressing the issue of cost, they dishonestly take out $250 billion of cost and basically fund it someplace else, which means that we're going to be borrowing money from other countries in order to get it done. I think it's not fiscal responsibility, it's fiscal sleight of hand.
Congressman, the president spoke about health care to some extent today. He addressed the Chamber of Commerce and the NFIB. And he started by repeating a line that he's been using all along, even back during the campaign, and that's that if you like your current coverage and the benefits that it provides, you'll get to keep it. In a bill which includes mandates not only for coverage, but what has to be covered, how is that possible?
It's almost like saying you can stand up straight, but we're going to tilt the floor at 90 degrees. The fact is that when you're putting new taxes upon medical devices, new taxes upon pharmaceuticals, new taxes upon employers, inevitably that's going to drive up the cost of private insurance, tilting people towards where they want them to be, which is a public option. I actually think that that is, again, not fiscal responsibility or even, I just don't think it's true. I think it's a fig leaf, if you will.
Congressman, do you sense any middle ground here? We just talked to one of your colleagues who says this pretty much needs to be rejected and gone back to the drawing board. Do you see any scrap of hope for common ground in here?
I think that we were hoping that something that came forth would actually address the issue of cost honestly. Instead, in fact, I think the issue of cost has been addressed very dishonestly and has shoved huge unfunded mandates upon state taxpayers. It's hard to say that this is the place we can compromise when our nation is already so deeply in debt, and yet now we're going to potentially add to that.
Congressman, real quickly, reprise for our listeners, the GOP approach to containing costs. How do you add more people to coverage and keep the cost down?
Studies have shown that if you empower patients, if you give patients control of their health care spending dollar, their health improves and they save money. If all patients save money, then the whole system saves money, as opposed to empowering government, which is what this plan, the Pelosi health care plan, basically does. The Republican alternatives empower patients through things like health savings accounts, in which a portion of a person's premium is put into a bank account that they control. If at the end of the year they've not spent it, they hang on to it and they use it the next year.
We talked with a former lawmaker from your state today, a former Democratic Senator John Breaux, and I asked him about some of the different Republican ideas, including health savings account. He says that's a great idea if you never plan to get sick, but won't work if you actually do get sick. You clearly disagree. Explain where the difference in ideology lies there.
Yes, John Breaux's rhetoric is very nice and a catchy tune, but the studies show that it's not the case. If you look at the Kaiser Family Foundation studies, which is probably a little left of center, although they do good work, they have shown that for a family of four with a health savings account and a catastrophic policy on top, compared to a family of four with a traditional insurance policy, the family of four with the bank account that they can hang on to the money if they don't spend it, their health care expenses are 30% less, and they're just as likely to use preventive services as the family with the traditional insurance policy. And 27% of people who have a health savings account were previously uninsured. Now, I just got an email from somebody back in my district who praised their health savings account, said it got them through their cancer episode, and without it, they would not have been able to do so. I think if Senator Breaux went back and looked at the studies and talked to patients, he would learn something different.
Real quickly, sir, how do you expect this to break down? Does this Pelosi bill have a shot at passing the House?
I think the Pelosi bill, the American people spoke in August. They rejected the bones of what is now the Pelosi bill even more fleshed out. If the American people again express their disappointment in the way that the Pelosi bill has been fashioned, I think we'll end up with something good. Frankly, it's up to the American people.
And we'll see how they react to what they've seen in the Senate and the House this week. Congressman, as always, sir, great to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Greg.
Louisiana Congressman and longtime Dr. Bill Cassidy represents his state's 6th Congressional District, member of the House Education and Labor Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.